Welcome to episode 11 of From Daddy with Love. Obviously, it's Daddy, aka Little Poppy, aka your future baby daddy. It's a beautiful day here in Syracuse. I'm driving for work today, so I'm loving it. It's been amazing. I'm just throwing these things out the window, dropping it off real quick, then freaking going to park somewhere and enjoying the views, reading my book. I'm almost done with my book I told you guys about. I'll be Don Gone in the Dark by Michelle McNamara. I don't know, she's dead, but investigates the Golden State Killer. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. And it's like, homegirl, when you know they just caught the killer. They just caught him, mind you. And oh, I'll tell you how they caught him and why it's really, you guys gotta watch out for those things. But yeah, so it's like, it's just, I heard that she doesn't name him in the book, but I like it's because like when all the clues come together and they start talking about who they think the suspect is, it matches up. It was a fucking cop. Like the guy was saying how the guy had an unmarked car, unregistered car. Well, yeah, he's a cop, no duh. But so they found this guy because his family, someone in his family submitted their DNA to some DNA thing, and that's how they got a match. Like, don't trust 23andMe. Oh my God, they own your DNA after as soon as you submit it. So it's like, well, allegedly. Oh my God, I don't know. 23andMe, don't come after me and sue me. But I don't know. I just find it sketchy. Like a random company owning your DNA. Like, yeah, it's cool to figure out what you get back, but trust no one in the world of business. My God, those people are sketchballs. So I'll give a quick recap of my week. Remember last week I told you guys about that party I was gonna go to. I didn't go. Some things went down, some awkwardness. Long story short, I met up with my friend before and we went to Wingfest. We had a good time with another friend. And then on the way back, my friend was like, oh, blah, blah, blah's coming. And I was like, oh, you want me to leave? And they're like, oh my God, thank you. You just made it easy. And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, they're like, okay, see ya. And I was like, okay, bye. And they're like, okay, fun times. And I was like, oh my God, this is awkward. So yeah, and then I met up with my other friends and we had like a really good time. So whatever. But yeah, I think it was a sign from God that like I don't need that awkwardness in my life. I don't need that like trust, you know what I mean? Like I just don't need that. It gives you pimples and wrinkles and it's just I don't need to look over and see people giving me dirty looks and like admiring how much fun I have and like I'm wearing like a cute summer shawl and they're like not looking summer shawl like and it's just like don't be jealous of me that I have a really great summer shawl collection. Back the fuck off. You can get one too. My God. So there's two main things I want to talk about today, and I'll probably like you know me, I go off on tangents, but the two main things are first this new movie called Show Dogs, which is a kids movie and it is very, very sketchy. And then the other thing is I want to do a recap of 13 Reasons Why. Hopefully you have watched it by now. If not, I'm gonna tell you what part I start talking about that's a spoiler. So, ooh, I just got an alert. Harvey Weinstein will turn himself in on sex charges on Friday in New York. Wow. Oh my God, the crumbles, the caves are coming in for Hollywood, but I want to cry because freaking Morgan Freeman is being accused of stuff. Like, what the fuck? Morgan Freeman ate women? Like, oh my God, Amora Mia, a young production assistant, thought she had landed the dream job in the summer of 2015 when she started working on Going in Style. Little did she know it would be months of harassment. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Someone on Now You See Me accused him too. Like, oh, Morgan Freeman was one of the good guys. Oh. I am just so troubled right now. Like, Morgan, what is going on? Honestly, it's like, it's really sick. And remember, I talked about Jeffrey Tobin last week? There was just some not horrific, that's overdramatic, but some sad ass interview with the whole cast. And they're talking about the whole Jeffrey thing with Transparent. And Jessica Walters was talking about how he freaked out on her. And they all tried to like downplay. And she's like, no, like, I've never been freaked out like that before, like that. And like, she started to cry. It was so sad. Like, I have a feeling that what it really is it's like, what it is these men in Hollywood like probably have small dicks or like get no nothing at home. So, sorry, sipping my drink. So they take their anger out on everyone else and it's just not cute. Don't you ever freak out on fucking Lucille Bluth. Are you kidding me? She's a fucking queen. Who are you? I'm livid, but I can't wait. If you just, this comes out tomorrow because I record them on Thursdays, so a little inside trick. I wish I could record them Friday and upload them Friday, but I can't. I have to work because people don't want to fucking give me $1 million so I can just only work on my website. It's a multimedia orgasmic experience, guys. That takes time, money. There's so many things I want to do. I want to buy like a green screen set. I want to buy like lights, like, because I can do like sexy photo shoots. But yeah, I just can't believe that. Like, I'm just so grossed out, and it's just like, Harvey Weinstein, your ass needs to be thrown in jail. Finally, a fucking white person who does this shit goes to jail for it. But wow, that's a really great tie-in to what I'm gonna talk about later, 13 Reasons Why. But first, I want to talk about Show Dogs, a new quote-unquote family-friendly movie that is PG. What's it about? It's about a dog played by Ludacris, a police dog, learn to get comfortable with strangers for a dog show inspection. And that's what literally has people like up in an uproar. The National Center of Sexual Exploitation released a statement saying that the movie sends a troubling message that grooms children for sexual abuse. It includes multiple scenes where a dog character must have its private parts inspected in court, in the course of which the dog is uncomfortable and wants to stop, but is told to go to his quote unquote Zen place. The dog is rewarded by advancing to the final round of the dog show after passing this barrier. Disturbingly, these are similar tactics child abuse use when grooming children, telling them to pretend they are someone else and they'll get a reward for withstanding their discomfort. What the fuck? This isn't a child movie? Like, are you kidding me? Like, gross. So now Deadline's saying that they're recutting the movie and removing the two scenes. And this is the quote. Responding to concerns raised by moviegoers and suspicious urban, well, I cannot speak. I needed speech therapy, but I had so much fun with the speech teacher. She was so mean to me. She basically told me I wasn't going to be a doctor because I wasn't smart enough, and all I did was fool around. And it's like, yeah, I'm not going to be a doctor because I'm not smart enough. Yeah, and all I do is fool around. But who the fuck are you to tell me, girl? You're single, and this is why you're single. Anyways, Global Road Entertainment, who made the movie, decided to cut the two scenes because some have thought that they were inappropriate for children. Some. It's fucking gross. Are you kidding me? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I am just so jaw-dropped that this is what people think is okay. And that, like, they put it, I wonders, is there like some sick Hollywood grooming shit going on? Like, remember the Dan Snyder article? Hollywood. There's like little scenes in movies, it makes you wonder. But here's the plot. After a failed attempt to recover a stolen baby panda, police dog Max teams up with a human named Frank, played by Will Arnett. A hot tip leads Max and Frank to a Las Vegas for the world's most exclusive dog show. To find the panda, Max goes undercover as a contest to get the lowdown with fellow canines. With the help of their new friends, the crime-fighting duo must now foil another kidnapping plot and rescue other valuable animals from a greedy gang of greedy smugglers. I'm sorry, what? Again, who's in the movie? Will Arnett, Natasha Lyonne, Ludacris, Shaquille O'Neal, Stanley Tucci, what the fuck? Alan Cumming, Gabrielle and Grace. Oh my God, like, what are they doing? Like, is anyone just doing anything for a fucking check these days? I am just so fucking concerned about what the fuck, like, Hollywood has going on for them. Like, I am just so creeped out. I'm like, who is in the background? Who is in the background of like these movies? Like, who's writing this shit? Like, it really makes you question. I wonder how many other movies. Oh my God, if you can look up the background of like Shirley Temple had a really bad childhood because of child. I will never have my kid be a child star, ever. I feel like they're all getting raped and molested. Only a few get out. Like, Hilary Duff got out, thank God. And I think it's because of the parents. Oh my God, this is so crazy. I remember literally there was complaints that the reason why there wasn't another season of Lindsay Lohan was because Hilary Duff's mom was like, who was her momager, was so strict. She was such a bitch. And it makes you wonder, like, maybe she wasn't a bitch. Maybe she just wasn't allowing her daughter to be raped and molested. I wonder. I feel like parents who like watch their kids get called difficult. Like, it really makes you wonder what goes on. Oh my God, like, I am just so grossed out. This is why I feel like I'm never gonna break into Hollywood because I talk about things like this and I'm on a list and they're blacklisting me, guys. We can't allow this blacklist to happen. It's either that or they're jealous of my naturally cute cheekbones. Oh my God, let me give you a recap of my articles this week. So my first article was about 13 reasons why, and I talk about like how I used to be mean and stuff. Like I used to really be mean. I'll give you a quick recap. So I started life great. I was such a bubbly, great personality. I had friends, like I had a good old time, and then I got babysat. Like, okay, so I have a book I want to write. It's called 13 Babysitters from Hell. We had this one amazing babysitter that was so great, and then the boy next door was accused of like touching one of the kids at the babysitter's house. So CPS got involved, and they said there's too many kids here. A few of these kids got to go. So obviously, because my family was a family of four. Me and my three, two brothers, one sister, we were the first to go. So after that started a fucking chain of fucking events of crazy babysitters. We had some kooky ones who my sister walked in on watching porn. The boys were watching, older kids were watching porn. We walked in and she said, "That's normal." What? Bitch, what? We had another one who fucking was hella abusive. Literally, we got all these people on the fucking school list, mind you. There was a list of babysitters. And this one literally grabbed me by the neck one time, threw me down the stairs, like, yeah, I was hell. Like, one. Okay, so because she was abusive and literally was like such a bitch, I was like, yo, we should do a lockout. And kids were like, what's that? And I was like, it's where we race home from the bus and we lock her out of the house. So we literally lock her out of the house. And then finally, when some kid unlocked the thing, she came out of nowhere, literally ripped the couch and grabbed me by my ear, literally ripped me up the stairs like a fucking banshee. It was insane. And like, oh my God, there was a time where like I got shoved down the stairs and she laughed. So to get revenge, I literally put like Legos on the fan in the basement and I tied a string and I told her to come down. And when she came down, Legos were whipping all around. It was hilarious. This bitch did not know who she was fucking with. Finally, the final straw was I had bruises on me, so it was pretty insane. And yeah, so CPS got involved and she was off the list. And then we had other babysitters. Like, this is gonna be a book. I don't want to ruin the book for you guys. But so finally, after we ran through the list, fucking, we had to go to bath school where you got babysat in the school, and that was just where all the weirdos were. Like, literally the weirdos who no babysitter want to deal with them. So finally, I was like, mom, like we had a school like literally right in my backyard. I was like, let me walk home or Daniel can find a babysitter there. Like, let me walk to school. This is ridiculous. So, like, it kind of sucked, but, like, whatever. So, I went to start at the school down the road. And that's where I first started getting bullied. Like, I still have a yearbook from 5th grade where someone said, "Are you gay?" And I, like, literally didn't know what it meant. I was like, oh, is that, like, a nickname? Like, hey, I'm gay. Like, call me gay. I'm kidding. But, so, yeah, I am. And then, like, after that, I've always got, like, bullied because I had a high-pitched voice. Let's be realistic. So kids were always mean to me. Middle school was the worst. And then finally I realized, wait, what if I start making fun of these kids and start making fun of other kids, then people will make fun of me. And it made me into like a mean, horrible person. And it's like, yeah, I got friends from it, but it's like really rude. So whatever. Like, was it worth it? Yeah, because I had plans on Friday nights. But also, was it worth it? Because I got like mad, like weed tickets. I got like red light tickets. Like, I got back home in school. I got suspended. So I either think that that was God giving me karma for all that shit. So yeah, 13 reasons why really made me reflect on that. Like, we gotta be held accountable for our actions. Like, stop being mean to people because I can take it. I don't regret people bullying me because it made me learn to man up and defend myself. But other people aren't as strong as daddy and don't have like feelings like daddy. Like, I don't have feelings, so that's why it's like whatevs, you know? Other people do, so they get really sad and emotional, can kill themselves like Hannah Baker. Like, I don't know if you guys haven't seen 13 Reasons Why. Quick summary, it's about this girl, Hannah Baker, who kills herself and leaves around buying 13 cassette tapes, saying the 13 reasons why, the 13 different people that she killed herself. And like each person, it starts with the first one, they listen to all of them, and then you have to hand them off to the next person. And then finally get to the last person, you have to decide what to do with them. Do you give them to the parents or do you get destroy them? And Clay Jensen is the last person. So, oh my God, it's so fucking good. I am obsessed. The first season was really good, and then I made the second season. So yeah, I feel like if you haven't watched it by now, you're not gonna give a fuck. And if you do give a fuck, then fast forward real quick. So the summary of the first season is pretty much Hannah Baker, the reason why she kills herself is because, like, when she first moved to the school, there was this popular guy, Justin. He betrays her by taking a picture, like, joking, or, like, didn't mean to. Like, she was going down the slide, and her skirt went up, and he took a picture, and he showed his sports baseball friend, and showed the whole school, and everyone started calling her a slut. And then, fucking, there was this girl, Courtney, who, like, was a lesbian and kissed Hannah, and, like, a photo got taken of it, and she told everyone that Hannah was a lesbian, she wasn't. And then you have fucking this girl who, oh my God, there's mad crime. I don't want to break it down because it's like so long. Watch the fucking show. But then the last main one is that this guy, Bryce, raped her. And like everyone covered it up. It's so fucked up. And it's like my main, like one of the main themes of my article on Monday was, is we all know a Bryce Walker. That's the name of the character. We all know some rich kid or some cool kid, some popular kid who's a fucking rapist. And he may not just be a rapist outright, like that he bends you over and rapes you. Like, and when you say no, or when you're too drunk to say no, or you're just too petrified to say no. But they fucking get girls who are too drunk, take advantage of that. They're really touchy feely, they're gropey. Like, we all know those people, and we all need to be held, they need to be held accountable. We need to start calling them out. When we have guys telling us about how they fucked some girl and she was, excuse me, too drunk to play beer pong, or we all saw her that night and she was shit faced. We should not say, yo, dude, good job. We should call him out saying, dude, she was really fucked up. Like, that was kind of fucked up of you. Like, what are we doing? You know, like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Damn. So I don't drink soda. I needed some soda because I'm driving all day. So I need to wake myself up. And I had a coffee earlier. And I limit my coffees to once a day now because I don't want to get yellow teeth. But it's like, I hate soda. It's so gassy. Besides in rum and coke. But it's like, yeah, and there's like a bunch of stories, like, oh my God, I can go on for days, but again, they're not my stories to tell. Like, I feel like you have to hear these stories from the victim, or unless I have permission from the victim to tell them. And like, that's also what's sad is it's like, so season two of 13 Reasons Why, it goes over that, how like the victim is on trial. If you accuse someone of rape, you're on trial. And I understand people lie about it. Like, we're constantly hearing false accusations, false stories, people proven not right. But it's like, why does that have to reflect on everyone else who this actually has happened to? And I know someone who it happened to, and fucking everyone made fun of it. Everyone said it was a joke. Like, and it was just, until you know the facts, until you were there, fuck you. What happens if that was your daughter? What happens if that was your son? Like, it's just disgusting that people like think it's okay, you know? Like, oh my God, so sad. But before I get into my review of the second season, I want to do over my rest of my articles of the week. So then I also talk about how I got popcorned. Popcorn, I bought pot weed from this one kid, and instead of giving me weed, he fucking gave me popcorn. It was fucking crazy. I got robbed pretty much. Yeah, I got robbed. This story is a hoot and a holler. Obviously, you can check these all out on sirdutchess.com. I loved it. And then my other article was about how my birthday is literally National Coming Out of the Closet Day, October 11th. Fuck the LGBTQ, KK, meow, 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 meow community for doing that. Really? You guys couldn't move it to a different day? You had to make it on my fucking special day? That's just so selfish, and it's just so rude, and it's just like, who are you? Who are you to take away my special day? Hop off my special day. If I see anyone try to come out on October 11th, I will literally freak the fuck out and pop off on you. I will make it my life's mission to ruin you. Don't take away from my special day. Even though I low-key hate birthdays because I feel like it makes, like, I don't want another year I'm older. What do I have to show for it? Like, you know, I fucking hate birthdays, but every year I turn 21. I'm like, oh my God, it's my 21st birthday. 21st again. My 21st. I'm 21 forever because every birthday after 21, you have nothing to look forward to. They suck, you know? Like, I'm just so over it. And then an article about the troops. I feel like people just shit on the troops. They're so disrespectful to the troops. Let's start hearing it for the boys and girls. And sadly, not the trainees, because Trump doesn't allow them in the military. But, you know, that's another day, another topic. Not my decision. You know, it's like if they want to be in the military, let them be in the military. Who are we to say no? But also, people are like, well, what else if they have mental health issues? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, there's going to be a shitload of people with guns around them. Yeah, I think if one person freaks out, bam, it's done for. I'm sorry. I know that sounds graphic and barbaric, but it's done for. It's that fucking quick. We shouldn't be telling who can be in the military and who couldn't, because we need as many people in the military as we can, because I'm not joining the fucking draft. Jesus Christ. Could you imagine my ass in the fucking draft? That would be terrifying. Everyone would die. I'm sorry. It would be so, like, I would die immediately. I would start World War III. Like, some country would get offended by me. They would not find my jokes funny. And all hell would break loose, guys. So, do you really want that? Because I don't. So, yeah. But I think the veterans, oh my God, like, I have so much respect for veterans. I really do. Because it's like, I could never do that. Go overseas and wonder if every day is your next, you're gonna die. You know what I mean? Like, but I would love to, like, go, like, overseas, but, like, not die, like some Westworld type thing. Because I think it'd be so much fun to, like, shoot a gun and, like, go after the bad guys. I love a good war documentary. If you want to look up some good ones, Battle of Chosen has legit real doc, real footage. And then also another favorite one of mine is The Vietnam War by Ken Burns, and it's really sad. You just realize that these fucking idiots in office had no business being like, we had like maybe good intentions at first, but we should have got the fuck out of there when we knew that it was pointless, and we didn't. We stayed around. We basically killed, mad people died. We lied about it. It's just, this documentary shows. And then, like, when the public kind of figured out what was really going on over there, and the soldiers couldn't handle how long they were being there, and like how fucking gritty it was, they just have like mental breakdowns, and like people were killed. Oh my God, it's so sad. But when they came home, everyone spit on them. Like, it was disgusting the way that the soldiers got treated when they came back. And it's like, don't blame them for fucking other people's mistakes. They didn't want to go to war. They didn't decide to go to war. Some of them maybe signed up, others got drafted. Jesus Christ, it's our fucking government's dumbass decision, not theirs. I'm over that shit, y'all. Okay, so my review of 13 Reasons Why. So if you haven't seen it yet, okay, before I'll tell you when I'm gonna start talking about like details of it. So all in all, I liked it. I can see why people didn't like it, because like you just have, it doesn't have a happy ending, because that's not how shows, that's not how the real life is. Girls get accused of someone of rape, there's evidence, people see it, people witness it, they get fucking 6 months like Brock Turner. That's how it is. You rich, you can get away with these disgusting crimes. I think if you rape someone, they should castrate you and chop your dick off. I'm sorry. Like, I am all for that, because these people are sick, disgusting, and fucked up in the head. And it's sad because a lot of these people, like, they were victims of it in the past. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if is that true? Well, I guess child molesters, I heard that is. But, like, Brock Turner, where's your defense? Where's your thing? You're a sick, privileged kid, like, fucking Bryce Walker on 13 Reasons Why wasn't. You think you can get away with that? So the show doesn't have a happy ending, and it shows basically, but I liked it because I thought the drama was good. I thought it was on my edge. I wanted more. I wasn't, there wasn't a part where I was like bored with it, you know, like, yeah, it does drag on, but they fucking needed to fill 13 episodes, people. Come on. But anyways, so here's, if you haven't seen it yet, turn it off. If you have, keep it on. If you don't care, listen, because I will get some good insights. So basically, the premise was, is Hannah's family was suing the school because the school, they're saying the school should have been held responsible for Hannah's suicide. Hannah's warned them about it because basically she told the counselor. Counselor basically brushed her off. She wrote a poem about it that got published. No one cared. No one investigated it. It was read out loud as a joke. And it's like the kids knew, like there was a system of basically covering up. And it's like the sports team was basically able to get away with it because they're the sports team. So Hannah's family is suing for it. And basically, each week is a new kid, new one of the people with the 13 tapes on trial. Now, at first, the 13 tapes aren't able to, the lawyers decide not to submit them. A, because the school side didn't want them because it made the schools look bad. And the other side didn't, Hannah's family, the defense, didn't want them because I guess there's a lot of hearsay and it makes Hannah's look like the, I don't know. It was like, it was weird. The lawyer at first was like annoying me on the defense side. The others, no, is Hannah's the defense? Who's ever? The school's lawyer was a fucking, I'm sorry, excuse my language, a cunt. She was so fucking rude to every kid, rude to everyone, rude to even Jessica, who went on trial, admitted that she got raped by Bryce, was so rude to her. Oh my God, it was disgusting. And it's like, these are kids, but people get pissed off. That's literally how it is. That's literally how it is. That's how these people and these kids get treated. And it's like, if you're accusing someone of rape, you will be on trial and they will rip you the fuck apart. Like, They do not care. And to me, that's just disgusting. Like, but you know what? You know, I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a task right now. You know that the actress did a good job when you fucking hate this person so much, and it's just like, come on, it's a fucking show, calm down. But I really, really hated this bitch. I am not gonna lie to y'all. But so basically, what happens in the end is Hannah's family loses. She loses the trial, and it's basically kind of what happens because most of the time these cases get settled out of court. But Hannah's family didn't want to sign. I mean, Hannah's mom, it was just her mom. The dad was a dick, cheating scumbag. Hannah's mom didn't want to sign a non-disclosure agreement. She wanted people to know that fucking the school did what it did, that the bullies did what they did, that Bryce raped her. She wanted people to fucking know. And you want to know why? Power to her, because I think people should have fucking known. Like, it was just so gross. And like, whew. And when we found out, so basically the drama on the show was there was these photos, these on Polaroids of girls being raped by men like Bryce and like other people. And Clay was getting hit dropped off in his locker and stuff. And then when we found out that it was Zach, oh my God, I love Zach and Hannah's storyline. It was so cute. Zach and Hannah's storyline literally made me so happy for once. I was like, I loved it. I wish that like Zach wasn't a dick and fucking left her because of his loser friends. Fuck those. Come on, guys. Fuck what your friends think. Who the fuck cares? If they fucking give you shit, they're not your friends. They can suck a dick. But that was so sad. And then basically when we found out that, oh my God, and can you believe that the girl who was Jessica's friend is the one who took the photos? I mean, the one who, so basically Clay got the photos. They were going to miss them into court. This basically would have made them win because this thing was on school grounds. And oh my God, it would have been huge. And then this bitch fucking took the photos. And yeah, because one of her photos was in it. But really, bitch, you couldn't just take in yours. You would take everyone's. You just, and I get that you want, she kept on saying she wanted to control her story. But you just took away everyone else's ability to control their own story. Because now it's hearsay and there's no fucking proof. So fuck you, girl. I had a feeling that there was something shady with that girl. I had a feeling like she was, I don't know. I have a feeling that there's more to her story if we get a season three. But that really pissed me off. And Bryce only getting probation. Pfft. Hogwash. But Justin, because Justin gets time in jail because his family's poor and they couldn't find his family and he couldn't post bail. And that's why Clay's family adopted them, which I loved. And it's, oh my God, his storyline was so fucking sad about the heroin. Oh my, I'm happy they did it though. And I'm happy they included that because heroin is such a huge issue right now. And it's like people don't think it's a big deal. And now it is. Because why? White people are becoming victims of it. Like high schoolers are. These high schoolers are thinking that, well, A, they start doing opioids because big pharmacies started shoving opioids down everyone's throat. And then they can't afford that, or their prescription runs out, so they get fucking heroin because it's cheap. Or they're doing fucking cocaine and Molly, and it's not really cocaine and Molly. It's white-laced heroin. It's so scary, and the shit is like fentanyl and stuff. It's traumatized, and thank God I guess I was a loser in high school. If it ain't green, it ain't for me. My God, it's so scary. But yeah, Justin, I loved Justin's storyline. He did such a good job portraying it. It was so fucking good. But yeah, Justin got time in jail because that's how it is, the justice system. You can't afford a lawyer or you're poor. It's just disgusting. Fuck Bryce. Bryce is such a sicko, but his mom, power to his mom. What was her name? Mary Alice on Desperate Housewife. That's who played her. I loved it. Also, I love how the guy who was the Alex Jones character in Homeland was in the show and played Bryce's dad. And then I love how Clay's mom is Carrie Matthews' sister in Homeland. I love it. It's like all worlds collide. But the mom is definitely knew what was up with Bryce towards the end and knew that her son was a sicko. And then when he fucking admitted it, I had chills and was grossed out. And when Marcus fucking said that Bryce was a rapist, I loved that. I had chills. That was amazing. That was so dope. It was so good. But lastly, the craziest thing I think we all can agree on was the Tyler rape scene. So when Tyler got raped by Monty with the fucking broom, if you guys didn't see the show, basically what happened was this guy, Monty, everyone else moved on, but Bryce, but the whole Bryce thing and the whole season got canceled. But Monty and these like two random guys, and he pissed, freaked out, and he blamed Tyler because Tyler was the one who trashed the stadium. So after Tyler just got back from anger management classes and stuff. Literally, Monte beats him up, cracks his head, beats the fuck out of him, then grabs a mop, snaps it over his legs, and pulls his pants, Tyler's pants on, and shoves the broom up Tyler's ass. Literally rapes him. And at first, I couldn't even watch the whole scene. I was so grossed out. I wanted to throw up. I literally wanted to gag. I was so pissed off that they included that. And then I was looking at the, I was like researching things online talking about the season, and I saw that someone said that that scene was included because a couple years ago there was this scene, there was this thing that actually happened in high school where these high schoolers got a special needs kid and like basically pinned him down and put a broom up his ass. Literally, what happened to that kid? And it just that stuff happens. That stuff happens, and it's like we. I know it sounds fucked up, but we need to see this stuff. Well, we didn't need to see that. They could have fucking like not as made it as graphic, but we need to see that stuff happens on like because it does happen. That stuff does happen, and the special needs kids got raped by the football team. And I think in the end they only got like community service. It was ridiculous, and it's like I can't believe A, those kids thought that that was okay in real life, and B, that that's all they got. But I was just so grossed out. But so when Tyler brought the gun to school, you know what? For a second, I was like, you know what? I can understand why he would kill Monty, but he was gonna kill everyone. It was so scary. And it's like when Clay stopped it, A, that was dumb because you and Tony just aided and abetted a fucking fugitive who was gonna do something. So I wonder what's gonna happen with that. It was so dumb because now it's like you're gonna have to admit what Tyler did. And it's like, I don't think you can just tell his parents because I don't think that they will take it seriously. But B, Tyler needs fucking help because he got ass raped and his ass was still bleeding after when he went home. And that was so sad. I literally wanted to cry. But C, you want to know what my theory is? And I read this online and I think it could be true, is Clay didn't stop him. The next season, you're going to find out the first scene is it was going to be Clay on the floor. That was all in Clay's head because he's dying. Tyler did shoot up the school. How crazy would that be? But I wonder if they're going to do a season three. I think they should have ended it. Like they were obviously they dropped hints that there's like cliffhangers, like Justin's mom's loser boyfriend was stalking Clay's house. You would drop that Easter egg. You have the Easter not Easter egg, sorry, that little cliffhanger. You have the cliffhanger of that girl, us finding out that she's the one who took the files. And it would have been normal if it was just Monty or one of the baseball guys, but the fact that she took and burned them, it really makes you question. It can't just be because she wants to control her story. There's more to that. I think that there's more we're gonna find out. And then you have the Tyler thing. Like, what the fuck? Like, I have a feeling they're gonna do a season three, though. I think it would be so good. Oh my God. Shout out to Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh was fucking amazing in this episode. I loved her. Her acting was so great. I've been watching that bitch since Grey's Anatomy and then Private Practice. I love Private Practice. And then now this. I was like, she is so good. I love her. She is the definition of a boss bitch. All in all, I give the season probably an 8 out of 10. You know, it's a show, guys. Calm down. It's a fucking show. People are getting so pissed off about it, but you want to know why? I read something like 64.5 million people watched its first weekend. It's crazy. Everyone watches this. Everyone, people old, young, white, black, Chinese, everyone watches this show. Like, and it's so fucking good. Like, I was like obsessed with it. But, you know, all in all, that's it. You want to know one thing, though, the show made me think of, though? It really, really made me miss Degrassi. Have you guys ever seen Degrassi? You had the 80s one, Degrassi Junior High, then Degrassi High, and then my show, when I fell in love with the 2000s, Degrassi The Next Generation. And it was like a fucking Beverly Hills 90210, but Canadian. About high school drama, and it's like there was abortion episodes, gay episodes, the tranny one sorts, yeah, transgender. Sorry, I guess tranny's offensive. You had the school shooting one will forever stay in my mind. When Rick shot up the school, that was fucking nuts. I literally had fucking chills. I could not believe it. But I loved it, and I really hope they bring it back. Netflix brought back like they have their own seasons of it, but it was good, but it wasn't as good. Degrassi, the next class, I guess. But you need to bring back Degrassi The Next Generation. That shit was amazing. Really, Netflix, do it, please. Whoever gets the streaming rights, and you know one of these days someone's gonna do it, it's gonna be huge because people, no matter who, I feel like everyone knows Degrassi, and if you haven't seen it, you're gonna fall in love. Like with Manny when she starts wearing the thong and becomes a slut, or when Emma starts sucking dick in the ravine. Ugh. Oh my God, or when Paige, her abusive boyfriend shoves her and her head hits her. I'm ruining the whole show for you guys. You need to watch it, but Well, I feel like I've been going on a rant for literally, wow, 35 minutes, guys. This is crazy. I love this. I love it. I know, like, it's probably like it sounds, it makes me not sound as crazy when I have someone else with me. But I love when it's just me because I feel like I get to rant to like the real fans of SirDetris.com. Like, you guys are the loyal ones who are listening to this. Because you're not only getting some news, you're getting some entertainment, you're getting some of my gossip, you're getting the scoop, the lowdown of the week in the life of daddy. So I really appreciate it, guys, and I wish I could like find out a way who it is so I can send you guys like a gift. I have these really cool flyers that say Sir Dutch is on one side, and in the back it says "Come discover your real daddy" and my website, and they're so cute. They're like on thick cardboard paper. Hit me up on SirDetris.com under the Ask Daddy feature. Say I really, really want one. I listen to your podcast, and I will send you guys one in the mail. I swear I will. SirDetris.com, obviously. Check me out. Thank you. It's been a lovely week. I hope you guys all have an amazing week. Until next time, Daddy loves you.